Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, you know, my favorite feature that you do is Terry Story's Real Estate Survival Guide, and I think we got a good one today. The top 10 features in demand for new homes. Tell us about that.
Well, the National Association of Home Builders put this together, and basically what they're saying is the outdoor kitchen and the two-story or foyers are starting to lose favor amongst the new home shoppers, while energy efficiency and bigger closets are starting to gain more popularity, which I think is interesting. It means, you know, the economy is definitely doing better if people are able to buy more stuff to put in their closets.
Well, I mean, getting back to the features that builders are least likely to put in their homes.
These were things that were popular and then starting to lose favor.
Okay,
you know, the outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, which is what? A built-in fireplace outside in the backyard type of thing?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Laminate countertops and kitchen.
Okay.
We talked about the outdoor fireplaces. Sunrooms.
Oh, that's interesting.
Two-story family rooms. Media rooms.
Really?
Two-story foyers.
I don't even know what that is. What is a two-story foyer?
You know, I think when you just walk in, it's all open.
It's all open, and the height of the ceiling is
two
stories.
And the height is really impressive.
Okay.
Like, you walk in
all
and you
right.
go, bam, wow,
okay,
that's
gotcha.
That's impressive.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Walking, jogging trails in communities. I guess people don't want to walk or jog anymore. Whirlpool and master.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, by the time they fill up the tub, it's cold.
Yeah.
You know, unless you have a massive hot water tank.
Right.
Carpeting as flooring on the main levels.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely see that in our market. Carpet companies must be going out of business because nobody's putting carpet in houses anymore.
Is that right? Oh, that's
not in our marketplace. Okay. It's all wooden marble.
And you know, they make this tile that looks just like wood now.
Yeah, that's really
amazing.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm using it in my bathroom.
The dogs can't scratch it.
Nothing can harm it. You can put it in a bathroom and it doesn't warp at all.
Exactly.
Okay.
It looks good. But so now what they're doing, and you're going to see this more in the 2015 homes, walk-in closets and master bedrooms.
Okay.
I mean, I thought that was pretty standard, but I guess on a national level, walk-in closets may not be.
Mm-hmm.
Laundry rooms.
Well, I thought that'd be standard.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what a low-E window is, but a low-E window.
Well, it sounds like an energy efficiency type of thing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Guest rooms.
Mother-in-law suites.
Mother-in-law type thing. And that makes perfect sense. We're
yeah.
having, you know, the blending of families.
Yeah.
Energy Star rated appliances. That's
okay.
pretty standard, I think,
mm-hmm.
now today anyway. 9-foot ceilings or more on the first floor. Energy Star rated windows. Programmable thermostats. So you can leave the house and you can adjust the temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
It's energy efficient. 2-car garages. Now, interestingly enough, it says granite countertops. I know in our marketplace, granite countertops are now passe.
They're
Everyone
out.
The quartz.
Love the quartz.
Love the quartz.
Yeah,
so
I know,
granite
I agree.
Is, well, like I said, in our marketplace,
right.
it's now the quartz.
Yeah, but quite a few of these are energy savings related. The low E windows, the Energy Star rated appliances, the programmable thermostat, the Energy Star rated windows. So there's definitely a movement to, number one, using technology to save on resources, but also a move towards just being greener.
Yep, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you're looking for a home, look for those items. Make sure the builder is sticking to them because that's the modern thing. That's what people really want.
That's right.
All right, let's move on to the next subject. And that is, we talk about this stuff all the time, but there's always new angles to this kind of stuff. If your home comes in when you're going to buy a home or you go to sell a home and it is appraised, and you feel like you're kind of stuck with that appraisal, is there anything that a person can do to challenge a home appraisal?
There are some smart moves, Steve. You know, 1 in every 10 homes that sell nationwide are not appraising. I'm seeing it a lot in my particular marketplace. And basically a low appraisal, what that does is it can cancel the sales contract. And, you know, that's the last thing that you want to happen. So here are your smart moves. Give the appraiser a reason to change his opinion. Now, you can't just tell him, I don't like the number, you need to adjust it. You have to show him reasons. Okay. For example, provide him with different data that, you know, is not reflected on his appraisal. You have to give him something to consider. One of the things, you know, what is a comp? In the real estate world, that's a point of comparison. So, you know, trying to find a house that is truly comparable to the subject property. And what you really have to do is find homes that are similar to the subject property and find homes that have sold within the last 6 months. Now, it's very possible that in certain circumstances, no matter how hard you try, they're unique situations and you just can't find the properties because nothing has sold. But point out if there's a similar home in your neighborhood that recently sold, you know, take a look at it and bring it to the bank's attention. Next thing is point out poor or missing comparisons. A lot of times, you know, there's only three properties that they use for comparison. Maybe an appraiser picked one that he liked, but there might be, you know, another choice. Bring that to his attention. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're using short sales and foreclosures. Well, a lot of times those can be thrown out if you can find a more comparable property. Or bring to his attention, for example, in foreclosed properties or distressed properties, the plumbing wasn't working. You know, if you know that and you can prove it, bring that to his attention.
Also, I noticed in my own experience that a lot of times I would always live in neighborhoods that were tough to get good comps because, you know, the surrounding areas didn't really reflect where I was living and there just weren't enough sales in the area. So, you know, we would have to kind of, the appraiser would have to go further afield to get comps. And it was always seemed to be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah. And actually, sometimes the more challenging it is, the easier it is for it to appraise.
Yeah.
Because it is such a challenge. This is really important. If you're at the house and the appraiser's coming to appraise your home, leave them a note or a letter pointing out all of your upgrades that you've done to the home.
Okay.
A lot of times you just don't see all the things that have been done to a house.
So don't take that stuff for granted.
Right. Absolutely don't take it for granted. Bring it to his attention. You know, he can see the obvious. He can see that the kitchen was redone, but there's things that go on behind the walls mm-hmm. and in the attics. And, you know, you can't tell just looking at a roof that it's been updated or that it's a new furnace. Point those things out.
Oh, that's very good advice. Unfortunately, we are out of time. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. She can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.